Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Voters in Colombia narrowly rejected a peace deal with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia in a referendum Sunday, delivering a stunning blow to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos, who acknowledged the defeat after the no side had received 50.2% of the vote. Pre-election polling predicted it would go the other way. Peter Hockham is a senior fellow at the Inter-American Dialogue.
Clearly, the polling was inaccurate, and if you look at where the votes, clearly the peace won yes to the peace treaty, won in most of the larger cities, in many of the coastal areas. It was in the mountainous central part of Colombia that it lost.
Opponents of the peace deal focused their criticism on provisions which would have reintegrated the rebels into Colombian society, guaranteed them seats in the legislature in exchange for them changing themselves into a political party. Gabon's prime minister has named a new government in the wake of disputed elections won by incumbent President Ali Bongo. No representative of the opposition led by Jean Ping are in the new government. Ping says he does not recognize Bongo's legitimacy to lead the country. Syrian rebels and pro-government forces clashed Sunday on several fronts around Aleppo as the country's military command called on militants to lay down their weapons and evacuate the contested city. Government's attempt to penetrate Aleppo's opposition-held eastern side has been accompanied by a relentless campaign of airstrikes by Russian and Syrian warplanes. UN estimating 275,000 people are trapped by the government siege. This is VOA News. Officials in northern Afghanistan say the Taliban launched a coordinated attack today on Kunduz, and insurgents have re-entered the city. Authorities say security forces are pushing back the insurgents. A Taliban spokesman said the militants have captured several key points in the city. Taliban offensive on the city comes one day ahead of a major donor conference in Brussels, where Afghan President Ashraf Ghani will meet with world powers in a bid to secure money to rebuild his country from years of war. British Prime Minister Theresa May says the UK will formally start the process of leaving the European Union by the end of March. Before Sunday's announcement, May only said that Britain would not trigger Article 50 of the EU's Lisbon Treaty before the end of the year. Article 50 is the treaty clause that would start a two-year countdown for Britain's formal exit. Prime Minister said now the discussion is about the future.
We're going to talk about global Britain, our ambitious vision for Britain after Brexit. Because 100 days ago, that is what the country voted for. We're going to talk about Britain, in which we are close friends, allies and trading partners with our European neighbours, but a Britain in which we pass our own laws and govern ourselves.
In the run-up to Britain's referendum on whether to remain in the European Union, opponents of Brexit warned that leaving the bloc would lead to economic peril, but the country's economy appears to have performed strongly since the voting. Hurricane Matthew is moving toward densely populated Jamaica and Haiti this hour, unleashing winds that could destroy homes, down power lines, and cause torrential rains. Landslides and floods would also be likely. As the Caribbean's worst storm in nearly a decade, Matthew has winds topping 230 kilometers per hour. Cuba also is in the path of the Category 4 hurricane. President Raul Castro traveled to the southeastern city of Santiago to oversee emergency operation just before the hurricane is due to hit.
Lo que hay que preservar es la vida, lo principal.
Odalis Colon lives in Santiago. She says what must be preserved here is life. She said material things can go, but not life. On its current forecast track, Matthew's center will glance past Jamaica today, dumping heavy rain as it makes landfall on Haiti, then head to Cuba. Meteorologists have said it is possible the hurricane will eventually track along or near the U.S. eastern coast. Still too early to tell there.
That's the latest world news from VOA.